is What's on Your Mind. Thursday edition of the program. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennen with Todd, the radio god from K-Fire 550.
Hello.
Hi there. And Todd would like a little disclaimer added when we refer to him as Todd, the radio god from K-Fire. You didn't come up with that name.
No, I did not.
No, yeah.
That's a Phil Parker creation, our morning, longtime morning guy here at K-Fire 550, and it could have been a worse rhyme that he came up with. I guess I should be thankful that's the rhyme he ended up with.
Exactly right. I was called Fun Guy today by Phil, just so you know.
Fun guy.
I don't know if he meant some sort of fungus or if he meant a fun guy.
That was going to be my question. Are we talking one word or two here? Because fun guy, one word is a plural for fungus. Fun guy, two words, is somebody who's fun to be around.
I don't know. Well, I need a new nickname. And that one doesn't...
That may have been deliberate on his part. That may have been a deliberate intent to muddy the waters and leave it that ambiguous.
You do a little research for me on that, would you?
I'll have to.
Yeah, exactly right. And we decided that after we decide where the best pie is on the Northern Plains, that we should move on to burgers. So it'll be, dessert, entree. That'll be our rotation. But we haven't even gone anywhere near getting to enough places in North Dakota to be able to find the best pie in the Northern Plains. We know in Minnesota it's out of the Lake of Woods Pie Company after the wonderful pie they served up, but...
Either survey has to stop. You know, I think if you only eat pie, you're probably missing out on some protein you should have. So a good burger is also a good thing.
Good idea.
So
good
eat
idea.
Both.
Yeah, simultaneous quests for yeah, exactly. We did put on our calendar our trip to Botno, and we're looking forward to heading up there on the 25th of March. So circle that on the calendar. You may remember we had an invite from the. The listener wanted us to come up there and do lice fishing, and it was our cabin fever question a few weeks back, and we said, what was the best cure for cabin fever? And he was talking about, you know, fish fry after being in the ice house at Lake Minnegoshi, and, you know, breakfast with bacon, and, you know, all of those good things. Did somebody mention bacon, by the way? Yeah, that. Exactly right. All right, here's what's happening in the news. We spent some time yesterday talking about pipelines, right, and specifically this Enbridge project, the Sandpiper pipeline that's being proposed, and what that would do in the way of reducing truck traffic and getting more things to market, and about, what was it again? It was about a third of our capacity that we currently have would be increased, for crying out loud, in the Sandpiper project. Then the PSA meeting yesterday, that'd be the Public Service Commission meeting, there was a fair amount of... shall we call it NIMBYism? Pipelines are great, but don't put it where I live. I don't want it here. I don't want it there. So we have a Facebook question on this, and wouldn't mind a little discussion on this today to find out what's on your mind. And that would simply be this. Everybody's for more pipelines, right? Hard not to be, because the pipeline means more supply of project. Prices come down. It means the safest way to transport it, the cheapest way to transport it. Trucks off the road, less traffic. Good idea. Okay, good. Yep, right. So we're all for it. And certainly when you talk about a train derailment or what happened at Castleton, concerns about natural gas supplies for our heat, propane price spikes because of pipeline disruptions and everything, more pipelines. But it seems like whenever one's proposed, there's a lot of pushback that, you know, I want them, but I just don't want them by me. So here's my question. Is it time for a majority of us as North Dakotans to really rally around these pipelines instead of looking for reasons we don't want them in our backyard? Question you can answer today on the program. And by the way, anybody that calls on any issue today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have hockey on my brain today. Hockey is on my brain in two ways.
Oh, you're coming up this morning.
11 o'clock this morning, USA. USA in the gold medal game, folks. So who do you think is going to win? Do you think the USA are going to take home the gold? Are they going to take home the gold?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
And noon today at Engelstad Arena, Bismarck High plays Fargo South Shanley. The Breakins. You got the Bruins and the Deacons going at it.
Did they really say that? The Breakins? You'll have to forgive me for being from the central part of the state here.
Yeah.
That is catchy. I got to admit that.
I think we just made that up for the weekend because there's...
It could stick. Let's just go with it. They might stick.
I'm going to take Fargo South Shanley. I know those fighting words, especially since Bismarck High is rated number one in the West. But a little partial since a son about to graduate from Fargo.
Every good sports gambler takes their tip from Scott Henn, of course. So,
so I'll take and Todd. You can take Bismarck High there. Then,
of course.
Game two, we got Bismarck Century and West Fargo. Who do you like in that
Century,
one?
Century. Okay.
All right, and then Grand Forks Central and Mandan at 6 tonight.
That would be Mandan.
Exactly. And game four, Minot and Grand Forks Red River.
Who Minot? Like that?
All right, very good, very good. Yep. I'll just take the opposite of the other two. Since
I figured you probably would, yeah.
You think you'd be a chance to take the home team there now. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, there's hockey or go-go. So hockey's on my brain. Who do you like for the state champ this year in hockey? And who do you think's going to win the gold medal game at the Olympics? That's what that's the most, really the most important question today. That, you know, we can talk pipelines. We can talk about liquor in theaters. We can talk about BNSF and beat up on them, as some folks are doing. And let me just say quickly on the whole railroad thing. There's a story out today about the feds have found 721 violations on BNSF tracks in North Dakota since 2006. And we've had a fair amount of calls about this. And, hey, you know, I noticed this or I noticed that and some concerns. Do you know what? BNSF tomorrow said, you know what? See you, North Dakota. The economy would shut down. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. And I just, it kind of goes back to this debate that I started on Facebook with Clay Jenkinson about, you know, really, can we just talk about solutions rather than talk about problems? Because we all acknowledge there's problems, there's challenges, there's things to do. But if we roll up our sleeves and figure out a way to just find solutions for the problems, it's just a lot better way to go through life. And I think the same thing goes on the railway. I mean, and feel free to throw your purple, you know, foam bricks at me that you have laying around or whatever you'd like to do.
But foam bricks.
I think we need more rail lines. We need more trains. What did Congressman Kramer tell us yesterday? 125 locomotives are making their way to North Dakota, targeted. More rail cars are making their way to North Dakota. And obviously the frustration right now of folks trying to get grain to market is off the charts. Folks on Amtrak trying to not have the delays. We're concerned about the amount of oil going out. There's a traffic jam on the railway. It's part of the fact that there's an enormous amount of commerce going on in our state. So to me, let's just take the challenges one by one and find solutions for them, rather than saying, oh, they're awful railroad, get them out of here, you know, or don't build a pipeline, but I don't want trucks on it. Come on, let's come up with solutions here. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Those are the topics on our mind. We want to know what's on yours. Guests today include folks from the Farm Bureau to talk about the end of the comment period on this area of interest debate. That's what they call it now. It's been special places. It's been extraordinary places. Now it's areas of interest, and the comment period is ending soon. Should it be fixed or should it be scrapped? We'll talk about that. Kelly Schmidt will be here, state treasurer, next hour to talk about all the rainy day funds in North Dakota. What are they for? How much is in them? How's the money invested? We'll get to the bottom of all that. Now let's get to the phones. Kurt Bismarck, listening on K-Fire, your first step to go today on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
I just wanted I need your UMD expertise on a question, and just back to your comments about the railroad. You're absolutely right. I've looked at other places where there's been booms in Texas and California, and sooner or later, people have to come to a consensus of what their solutions are. If we're so entrenched on one side or the other, this is going to make this type of unacceptable activity going even longer. And there are solutions out there, but believe you me, BNSF isn't going to go anywhere. There's plenty of dollars up here, and it'll have to take people with some common sense solutions that are courageous. And my question is to your UMD expertise. I'm a huge Olympic fan, both summer and winter. How many athletes from UMD are at the Olympics right now, my friend?
Oh my goodness! I know the Lamoureux girls, right? So is it seven on the women's side? It's six or seven?
Oh my goodness!
I think. Do you know the answer? Are you posing a trivia question, or are you?
No. I'm asking out of ignorance.
Yeah, well, I you know, because we've got Taves and Zach Parise and TJ Oshie on the men's side. There's at least three, right? And I want to say six or seven on the women's side. I should know, and I don't, but I'll find out for you, Kurt. It's an amazing number. It really is.
That has to be some kind of answer to some kind of a historical situation. I just started counting them with not knowing, and I'm going, man, how many times has this ever happened where one college has had this many participants in the Olympics? It's absolutely off the charts.
It is. And by the way, there's a rich history there. Going back to Johnny Noah, who was part of, what, the 50s team? I think 50,
correct.
I forgot the year. Yeah, and the a couple of the Christian brothers on that team. And of course, 80 was Dave Christian. There's a rich history there of a North Dakota connection to the Olympics without question. And I'll track down the actual number of UND athletes at the Olympics, but hockey has us pretty much off the charts. Go USA, 11 o'clock today. Thanks, Kurt. Robert Minot, John and Bismarck, you're next to go on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. Seize the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Enjoy this weather while it lasts. Literally, it's down to a few hours left of it. This little reprieve that we had. 27 at Fargo at this hour. Bismarck at 27, overcast skies, and Grand Forks 18, Jamestown 28, Devils Lake 9, Wahpeton 28, Valley City 27, Minot 7. Look at that, a 20-degree difference between Bismarck and Minot. I know where the line is. Williston 8, Tioga 5, Stanley 5, so you've already lost the warm weather out there, folks.
We got some snow falling out our window, too, here at Cave Fire, so in the outlying areas, the visibility may be a little restricted. Don't be surprised.
Here's what you need to worry about. This wind advisory is, so there is, get a little of this, wind advisory for the far southwest and south central parts of North Dakota today. Dickinson, Mandan, Bismarck areas really that would have the blunt of this. Bowman, Hedinger, Elgin, looks like it's, Oh, what else? Amadon is on here. Mott's on here. Ford Gates, Glen Ullin, Linton. Strong winds will make travel difficult for high-profile vehicles. We're talking gusts possible, northwest gusts near 50 miles an hour through mid-afternoon. So you're going to have some significant difficult travel, especially for high-profile vehicles today. So keep an eye on that. There's a hazardous weather outlook for portions of south-central North Dakota and southwest North Dakota because of the wind and then the snow that combines. So wind advisory is in effect in addition to that. So same thing in the east, hazardous weather outlook today and tonight. Eastern North Dakota, west central, northwest Minnesota, with the winds increasing this afternoon over 30 in the east, not quite as bad as the other areas there. And then tomorrow through Sunday, or tomorrow through Wednesday, rather, bitterly cold temperatures rolling in. So you have the winds today and then cold, cold, cold. So you know what's going on. By the way, Rich called in and said there are 53 athletes in the Olympics with a University of North Dakota connection. And
wow.
The numbers I were giving you were just hockey. So obviously there's others as well. That's pretty amazing. Robert in Minot listening on KCJB. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Robert.
Well, hey, Scott, thank you so much. Just a suggestion to complement the USS North Dakota undersea nuclear submarine deterrent, I and others would request a USS North Dakota surface ship, a surface ship of mercy and medical care to our World War veterans in theater and disaster victims worldwide. This USS North Dakota hospital ship to complement our state's legacy of feeding the world and America. It could be a brilliant white with a golden wheat logo on the side and be a worldwide ambassador to our state's legacy. Thank you, Scott.
Well, how about that, Robert? I know that the getting USS North Dakota on the side of a submarine attack ship was no easy feat. It took some time. It took some wrangling, and I think better than 10 years worth of sort of lobbying and maneuvering and the things that went on there. So your idea, while it's a good one, would certainly take a heavy lift, because this is the first one in 104 years. 104 years.
I would be willing to donate.
You would?
Oh, big time.
All right. So you mean to actually build the ship?
Oh, absolutely. Or use one in service now and refurbish it. It could be done.
Sure.
Yep. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, we should plug the USS North Dakota project, which will be commissioned in May. First time in 104 years that a ship will set out to sea North Dakota on it. Pretty cool. And this one's a day attack sub. The commissioning ceremony are the responsibility of the host state. The ship, you know, and all the heavy lifting on the expenses obviously are all a Department of Defense expense. But the hoopla, if you will, around the, it's a showcase for state pride. It's to say, isn't that cool? And, you know, you get, for instance, different banquets and celebrations put together, dinners for all the dignitaries and all the folks that come out. Anybody can come out. Anybody, and I am. I'm looking forward to this in May, Groton, Connecticut. And anybody can be there. If you come from North Dakota, they'll have a seat for you. But if you choose to donate $100 to $5,000, you actually will have a special place in the commissioning booklet with your name that you can put in your name, in the name of a loved one, in the name of, to honor a fallen hero in the family. A lot of different neat ways to do it. Go to USSND.com. And by the way, if you'd like, Bob Weifeld chairs the USS North Dakota Committee. If you'd like him to come out and make a presentation to your group and are considering a large donation of veterans groups, for instance, or service organizations that might be able to do a larger donation on the high end of the range of 100 to 5,000, they'll come out and make a presentation to you. So it's a neat way to go. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking pipelines today. We're talking railway today. And we're talking hockey today, because it's the state high school hockey tournament up at Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks. And the USA are going for the golden 90 minutes. I'm so fired up, I can't stand it.
Cannot stand it.
Robert makes a comment on our Facebook page here and says, it's amazing to me how we limit economic development in this country. Questions ought to be asked. He's specifically referring to the proposal of the Sandpiper Pipeline. Questions ought to be asked, yes. But these pipelines are the answer. They really are. Without question. And you look at what this Enbridge project would add. It takes away a lot of the pain that we've seen recently in the headlines. I'll give you a couple examples. All right. Propane spikes. Why? Disruption. Natural gas shut off in Fargo. Remember that? Turn your thermostat down to 55 so we could all freeze. Why? Pipeline disruption, right? And supply issue, getting it to the market. Some have pointed to the explosion of the crude cars at Castleton. The sheer volume of oil on rail, which won't go away because there's flexibility of getting it to the right place in the market. But obviously, the more on pipelines, the less on trucks or on rail cars. So there's a safety issue there. Those are pain points that have recently been in the headlines that are lessened when you have more pipelines. At the hearing yesterday, the Public Service Commission turned into, I want them, but just not anywhere near me. So that's why we asked the question, is it time for a majority vote?
It's like jails. Everybody wants them, just don't build them near me.
Yeah, no kidding. So we asked the question, is it time for a majority of North Dakotans to rally around these pipelines instead of looking for reasons they don't want them in their backyard? By the way, the little conversation I started with Clay Jenkinson online, when I said, memo to Clay, get in the arena, try writing about solutions rather than repeating news stories that represent a skewed view of the bigger picture. And then I quoted Teddy Roosevelt from 1910 talking about it's not the critic who counts, nor the man who points how the strong man stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done better. It's on our Facebook page. Clay said, I don't regard sex trafficking as skewed, Scott. He was the first to comment. Clay was. And here's the deal. I actually think some of the human trafficking reporting has been skewed for this reason. Sex trafficking, sick as it is, has been around long before an oil boom. And by the way, it's a much bigger problem in Minneapolis. And last time I checked, there's no Bakken at Minneapolis. Right? Yes. Sex trafficking is horrible, awful, terrible, and we ought to do everything about it. And people read headlines about the booming economy in North Dakota and think there's a market here. So that's a byproduct, but it doesn't represent the much larger picture, in my view. You can weigh in on that debate right there, Chris.
Listen to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve. Absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
On the road again. Watford City Tuesday, Tioga Friday, folks. Frank will be in the Tioga tomorrow, so I'll be listening for that. Looking forward to the trip up to the patch, although the weather's going to be a little on the challenging side here, without question. So watch that closely as you're out and about, as we will continue to as well. And by the way, when you call today, tell us who you think's going to win. The state hockey tournament's on, so pick a winner, get out there, be bold, and will the USA go gold? Will they bring home the gold today? That's at 11, 90 minutes away. USA, USA, USA. We're all excited about that. All right. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you have questions or comments for our next guest from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the President Doyle Johannes is with us, along with Wes Klein, who's the District 7 Director of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They've been guests of ours previously on the program to talk about what I think has been called everything from extraordinary places to special places to now areas of interest. But it has to do with this debate before the North Dakota Industrial Commission on taking a process that currently exists on deciding where oil and gas development happens, any kind of energy development happens. It could be, you know, a coal as well as oil and gas development around areas that we all agree are special and are designated. And there's been talk of buffer zones and everything else. And as you may recall, this debate was before the Industrial Commission, and essentially you had Governor Dalrymple being a bit of a vote, the rubber vote, if you will, because the state ag commissioner, Doug Goring, had opposed this idea, and Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, had proposed it. And so the last Industrial Commission meeting, there was talk that it was going to be approved. Instead, they said, we want to hear what people have to say about it. And there evidently is a compromise of sorts that is out there. And what our guests from the Farm Bureau want folks to do is weigh in on the comment period that ends next week about the changes to this debate. And let their voices be heard. So we're going to chat about it today with our guests. Doyle, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Wes, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being here. First of all, Doyle, what is the process on the comment period, and do we know how many people have actually commented? How's this working so far?
Well, I do know that since the change, proposal, they have thrown out all previous comments and they started over. And I guess I haven't heard, I've been gone for a while and I haven't heard the latest count of what the new, how many comments they've got on the new proposal. But I do know that they threw everything else out, the previous comments, and they started over. So I don't know where we're at with that. I know before that, there was overwhelmingly opposition to the that come from the governor's office was overwhelming opposition to their proposal.
Wes, you previously have raised some concerns on the program about folks you knew of specifically that were trying to get their voice heard that were being shut out of the process here. Has the comment period this time around been a little more friendly to, you know, to folks out there that have a position on this?
The comment period is somewhat friendly. You need to go to the website. You need to click on the link that will take you to the Industrial Commission page that will allow you to comment in. And it is going to be vitally important that people, private property owners across the state, weigh in on this, because this is going to encompass, by their policy,
virtually the whole state of North Dakota, just by virtue of them including wildlife management areas and designating those areas as a special place. This will encompass virtually the whole state of North Dakota.
All right, we'll walk you through how to do this before the end of the program so you know. And if you have any questions on this, give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So am I reading between the lines here, Wes, that the changes aren't enough to satisfy you and you still oppose this thing?
No, absolutely not. In fact, I believe the Industrial Commission has doubled down on this special places new draft policy. Just on the basis of wildlife management areas, as each county receives a drilling permit, and this is per the Industrial Commission definition that I received from Carlene Fine, as each county receives a drilling permit, that county is immediately going to be to receive designation status under this policy, and immediately every wildlife management area will receive special status and will have that buffer zone around it. And that will be 1 mile. If you go to the map and you take a look at Evans and McIntosh County, the buffer zone in McIntosh County runs right up against the city limits of Ashley. So these two counties are on the east side of the Missouri River, and they will each have two wells, whether they're exploratory wells, will have two wells drilled this summer. They are already designated counties for special status, and all the wildlife management areas in those counties have been designated as special places and buffer zones created. Just to give you an idea, Scott, the Little Missouri River basically is has a 560-mile shoreline. You take both shorelines on both sides because the buffer zone is around both shorelines. That's 1,120 miles. 1 square mile back from the center of the river gives you roughly 716,800 acres that has been designated. Now, some of that lies within the National Park Service, the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. But their math on the website is very fuzzy. They're not giving private property owners, they're not giving the people of the state of North Dakota a full view of what this regulatory taking is and how large it is going to be. And that's just the Little Missouri River. Bowman County, the Little Missouri flows through Bowman County. It is virtually all private land on each side of that river. This is a large regulatory taking by the state of North Dakota through the Industrial Commission. It is not a compromise. They have doubled down on what they are going to do.
Now, if Wayne Stengem were here, or some of the others that have been in favor of this, they would say that what's proposed is not different than what is currently done, just as a new process for doing what we're already doing. Doyle, what do you say to that argument?
Well, it's just another layer of bureaucracy that's totally unneeded. What we have right now has been working. There's been wells that have been disputed about where they wanted to place them in the Killdeer Mountains already. There was, you know, a process they went through. They got all sides together. They got in there. They moved it. Everybody was happy. It's working. What we've got is working right now, and we don't need to invite all the federal agencies in our state that have let them have a say of what, you know, where how this thing is working. We just feel that this is a totally unneeded and an absolute private property takings for the citizens of North Dakota that is absolutely unneeded.
Now, I'm having trouble reconciling the fact that on one hand they're saying we're not going to do anything different than we're already doing. We just have a new way of doing it. And you can call that bureaucratic, and I'd probably agree with you. You know, is it necessary? Because I think the ultimate goal here is to try and quiet critics who don't want oil and gas development. Well, in my view, you'll never satisfy critics on oil and gas developments. They just, you know, get what they can get, and then they go on to the next thing to try and shut this all down. And so, I don't think you quiet critics ever, right? I think you just say what's reasonable, what's not. But there seems to be a disconnect here, because even if we say, okay, one side is saying we're just going to do what we already do just in a new way, and you guys are saying it's a taking, those don't connect, Wes. I don't understand how you can say it's a taking when they're saying all they're doing is doing what we're already doing, doing it in a different way.
Okay, Scott, I'm going to refer you to their talking points that's on the Industrial Commission website. and it's actually called it's called the fact sheet for the draft. If you go down to the question and answers, there's a question that they, okay, can a private landowner ask that his surface lands that are in the area of interest be withheld from the comment period? This draft policy provides that all lands, public, private, or tribal, will be subject to comment if they are located within an area of interest. This is no longer a policy. That question and answer clearly states that that is going to be the law. If it's the law, this is not a policy. This is a rule, and it has the force of law, which then brings into play Century Code Section 283209, the Industrial Commission, based on what they are calling a policy, which is really has the force of law, they need to go through a takings assessment because they are designating private property, which will have an effect on whether a private property owner can act on his resources on his private property. This policy that they are trying to push is actually based on state law. It is going to become a rule because no one has a choice if they own private property in a designated area, a special place. They do not have a choice as to whether they are going to allow or not allow to be included. This policy is going to have the force of state law. That makes it a rule, not a policy. And it's very clear from their comments in the fact sheet, this draft provides that all lands, public, private, or tribal, will be subject to comment if they are located within an area of interest. You need to go back. There is in state law a process to designate lands. It's called the Preservation Act of 1975. It has only been used 5 times. The Industrial Commission is not even following state law. They are absolutely not, because based on the takings assessment in statute within state law and based on what they are saying they are going to do and force people to do by policy, this is way beyond a policy. They are forcing private landowners to allow a taking with no choice, because a landowner is not going to be allowed to refuse to be included in the designation. That's no longer a policy. It's a rule. And rules within the Industrial Commission have the force of law.
And only about 30 seconds, Doyle, but what's the ultimate gain out of it? I mean, for what? He's just described the pain. What is the plus side of this?
For the landowner, or for the state, or for those that are opposed?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, why are we doing this? I guess we're doing it because critics now can say we're being more transparent. But that's a good thing if critics can say, hey, there's transparency here. But boy, the opposite side of this is scary. What do you think of this, folks? Let us know more with our guests coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to sponsor a 2-day grain marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your grain trading skills and learn more about trading grain in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 19th and 20th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted NDSU professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson. Seating is limited and registration will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Discussing the special places debate before the North Dakota Industrial Commission. Our guests on the program, North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes and District 7 Director of the Farm Bureau, Wes Klein. Questions or comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. There is a comment period right now where you can simply comment on your views on this on the website. If you had commented previously to the changes, your comments have been thrown out, which I have to admit seems a little bizarre to me. People take the time to comment, and then you start over. But I guess the proposal's been changed, so it'd be a little difficult to sift out criticism that came in previously or support that came in previously and whether or not it was reflecting the changes. But nonetheless, start over. If you sent a comment in previously, send it again and weigh in on this. Because this debate is before the North Dakota Industrial Commission right now. What I was trying to get at before the break, Doyle, is that, you've effectively described the pain here, and they obviously want to have some gain, and that is some transparency to the process that already exists. And I believe think that will quiet critics. But from their perspective, I'd like you to critique the gain you get out of the pain you two have fairly described.
Well, you know, that's what we're trying to figure that out, because when you look at the agencies that are named that are going to be able to comment on this, it's, you know, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Park Service, you know, all these, a lot of federal agencies, state, you know, as well as Game and Fish Department and all this. And I said, past history has proven there's not one place where they'd like to see an oil well. And so that's what I don't understand. You know, they can comment on this thing, but to be able to take private property and be able to control someone's livelihood, and you have no option. I mean, that's just like, you know, taking away your livelihood that they can take away, and you have no recourse to this. And I said, they can comment, in all these things, but it's just like giving them a whole nother level of, effectiveness and power to be able to dictate what your life and your livelihood is. And that's what we just are absolutely opposed to, because, you know, one of our core policies and philosophies and beliefs in Farm Bureau is the rights of private property owners. And we just see this as an absolute astounding and taking. And we really feel that it's a solution looking for a problem. We really do. We really feel that this is a you know, on federal land out in the Badlands already, they've had some places where they wanted to site again. But they want to site some oil wells in the Game and Fish Department on school lands or something like that. Well, that's maybe a lambing ground, or maybe that's a dancing ground for the grouse or something like that. Well, they'll move it. They can move that thing, you know, a couple hundred yards or something like that. It's already being done out there. And so it just seems to me this is a whole totally unnecessary, rule that they're trying to make in a law in North Dakota that's going to affect the private property owners.
So the bottom line is you can't fix it. It's not to a point where it can be fixed. You know, I know a lot of folks said, we need to tweak some things here. We need to change it. In your view, this is about scrapping this whole idea entirely?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just do not see the need for this. If they want to comment, they're welcome to comment, but to give them the kind of power that this would give them, I think it's just would be an absolute affront to private property rights and the ownership of private property.
And is your sense that has any chance of prevailing? I mean, are they so far down this path that they have to do something, quote unquote, do something? Or do you think you have a reasonable shot that enough folks will side with you on this and just say scrap it all together?
Well, I hope so. We certainly hope so. I think Wes has got a meeting set up out in Dickinson. I think it's tonight, Wes, I believe. That,
yes, it is.
And, you know, for landowners to come out and comment. And I don't know, I think the governor was going to be invited to that. I don't know if he's, you know, able to make that or not. But we're certainly hope that we can get a good turnout there and landowners can, you know, state their, you know, concerns over this thing. But we certainly hope that, you know, I mean, in the process that we do have a shot at listening, you know, that they get our side of this and understand that we're very unhappy with this proposal, and we just feel it is absolutely unnecessary.
Give us the details on your meeting in Dickinson, Wes.
The meeting, the doors open at 6 o'clock. The meeting starts at 6:30. It's going to be at the Ramada in Dickinson. And basically, we're going to lay out what effect this is going to have on private property owners, what effect it's going to have on the ag industry in western North Dakota, and what it means for towns, cities in western North Dakota, what it means for four-laning 85 out in western North Dakota, and what it's going to mean for the two main economic engines that are powering the state of North Dakota right now. That is our energy and our agriculture, and it will affect both.
All right, our question for the audience is scrap it, or is it fixed? Fix it or scrap it. You don't want to know the answer to that. We'll post it on Facebook. By the way, I've tried almost the entire time I've talked to you to try to find a place to comment here on the Industrial Commission website, and I find the actual areas of interest map that they call it, and some of the proposals. There's also data sets utilized in preparing the areas of interest map, but actually commenting is not an easy thing to do. So I'm trying to work through that, and I also will put that on our Facebook page as well so folks can find that, because the comment period ends soon. When does it end, Doyle?
The 25th. 25th is the last day that we comment on that.
All right, so we're less than a week away from that, February 25th. Yep. Make sure you do it, folks. Doyle Johannes, Wes Klein, thank you very much. Hope folks attend that meeting tonight in Dickinson. We'll stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.